The Binghamton-based Senate seat is vacant because its former occupant, Tom Libous, who was deputy majority leader, has been convicted on felony charges of lying to the FBI over obtaining a politically connected job for his son. He's now awaiting sentencing. The Senate district was held by Republicans for the past 100 years and has included the former legendary Senate leader Warren Anderson. And according to polls, it's likely to remain in the hands of the GOP. Republican Fred Akshar, a Broome County deputy sheriff, is far ahead of the Democrat, former Broome County executive Barbara Fiala. Fiala, the older of the candidates at 71, began her campaign expecting the backing of state Democrats and Governor Cuomo.
We have, right now, at this moment, an incredible opportunity to win this district.
Cuomo endorsed Fiala, who was also his motor vehicles commissioner, even before her official announcement.
I know her. I've watched her work. The people of the state know her and have watched her work. And she is a really quality person of high integrity. And she is the kind of person who should be welcomed into state government.
But since then, the governor has done nothing to help her. Neither he nor his lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, have campaigned with Fiala, and reports of $100,000 in assistance fizzled. Fiala has tried to turn the lack of support into a strength, saying she's independent. Akshar, who is 36 years old, has raised over $400,000, nearly half of that coming from the Republican State Senate Campaign Committee. He emphasized his youth when announcing his run for the seat.
The 52nd District needs a fresh face, fresh ideas, somebody with energy and passion, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Akshar introduced himself to voters with this ad, where, dressed in jeans, he wields a chainsaw that he takes from the bed of a pickup truck.
When I say I'm going to fight to cut property taxes, count on it. People tell me I don't seem like a typical politician, and I tell them, thank you.
The campaign has been criticized for its negativity. Fiala, who ran an ad where she in part made fun of the fact that Akshar, who is now clean-shaven, used to have a beard, has borne the brunt of the blame.
There's one thing Fred Akshar could cut with a chainsaw. He's a bull.
Akshar says he cultivated a scruffy appearance when he worked undercover. Fiala countered that nasty, anonymous ads on Facebook, falsely saying she backs free college for prisoners, among other accusations, took a toll on her popularity. The two addressed the tenor of the campaign in a debate on Binghamton's public television station WSKG. First, Fiala.
My opponent is the most disingenuous in this room. They started out, well, you know, he has not spoken himself. You know, when you see Barbara, this is talking Barbara. I'm not a puppet. I don't have strings going up and down me.
Akshar countered that a Siena Time Warner poll conducted a week before elections agrees with his perception that it's Fiala who's more negative.
You may have seen the recent Siena poll, and voters agree with me that I've stayed, remained positive and on message. And on a margin of 3-1, people think that my opponent has ran a much more negative campaign than I.
The top issues in the race have been Second Amendment rights and whether Governor Cuomo's gun control laws go too far, the heroin epidemic, and the economy of a region that is among the poorest in the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.